This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
All right, thank you, Muslim Fellow. So, Dr. Sheikh Asakadi, the first question is, how can young Muslim Americans get involved in politics without sacrificing parts of their deen, especially on issues like abortion and LGBTQ plus inclusion, and when considering Muslims tend to vote Democrat?
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ
I'd like to state that my position about political engagement is slightly atypical. Of course, we should be politically engaged. Of course, it is a part and parcel of us being Muslim Americans. However, it is my position and my contention that American Muslims need to understand that there's only so much that can be accomplished via politics. We need to understand that we can maximize our presence. We can amplify our message far more via social platforms, via what we do and our engagements with broader society and our giving back to the community. There's only so much we can do. I'm not saying we shouldn't do anything, but I'm saying that all too often we have extremes when it comes to political engagement. We have those who go to one side and say it's haram and don't do anything, it's kufr, and that's wrong. It's just wrong Islamically. But we have the other side that thinks that the end all and be all, that thinks that everything is going to be decided via political engagement. And my point is that the Prophet Sirah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and even the lived history shows us that is not the case. The single most influential American Muslim in American history was a boxing legend, Muhammad Ali. What he did for American Islam, what he did for the izzah of this religion, what he did to mainstream our religion is something that you don't require politics to do. So my position is that each and every one of us should foremost prioritize our giving back to the community via the programs that we engage in, via feeding the poor, via getting involved in a social issue. That is going to maximize our very small presence. As for your question, to put it very simply, there is no easy answer. Each and every one of us is going to have to monitor, most importantly, our own conscience, because we will have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anybody who gets involved in the political process, the more they get involved, the more compromises they're going to have to do. As long as those compromises are done for a greater good, and as long as no red line is crossed where that person does not commit an act that would be considered a kufr or a major sin, there's got to be a level of, it's going to happen, and I'm not going to give the green light, it's a yellow light here. So make sure you have strong knowledge of Islam, make sure you're in touch with your scholars and local leaders, make sure you yourself are monitoring in front of Allah that you have to answer, and then bit by bit pray istikhara, get advice from those, and take every decision as it comes to you. Allah Azza wa Jal make it easy.
فانتصر وحملته في فلكك المشحون يا من أحال النار حول خليله روحا وريحانا بقولك كوني